Okay, Leela,
yes.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you start hosting.
Okay, good evening, everybody. It is a challenge to keep track of those of you attending this class, as we all tried to, I started trying to introduce some of those who are new to the rest of those. I didn't quite finish that, but we would like to meet you all. We would love to know where you're from. If you would like to meet another in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the U.S.
Leela?
And many yes?
I think you need to hit star 6 because I muted everybody.
Oh, okay.
So
we'll
go
do.
Ahead
now.
Star
okay.
6.
Okay.
And then just leave it there. Okay. You can go ahead. Oh, now I can't hear you. Hit star 6 again.
Hello?
Hi, now I can hear you.
Okay, so would you like me to press star 5?
No, that's
Perhaps.
Fine. No, you're
okay.
Fine. Yeah, go
okay.
ahead, and if anybody there cannot hear, hit star 6 and interrupt us, and we'll start over. Okay, go ahead, Leela.
Yes, we have contacts from all over the U.S., and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer. Our active team members are Donna, Barbara, Dee, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Jennifer, Autumn, and me, Leela. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna, that's Donna Korth, or Barbara, or any of the team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know that is invited to this class. We are composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission and vision. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's love wisdom teachings throughout the earth. We live in sustainable Golden Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the Spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now, I'd like to explain the class procedure. We have a wonderful class tonight with Fortuna, who refers to herself as an angel in the heart stream. You will hear tonight when she says, where there is compassion and kindness, there we, the angels, step in and accent and highlight all that you do to be a giving and loving individual and soul of light. We call her the goddess Fortuna. We also have a wonderful lady from our Heart Center Council who has a terrific background in marketing, abundance, and prosperity. Her name is Jackie Fleeter. Many of you have heard from her before and have even spoken with her on a personal level. I suggest you have pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost about $5 more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around or take notes. So you can take the phone with you if you must move. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. We have muted you. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6 if you would like to share something at our sharing times or if you cannot hear the class. Please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through speaking, press *6 again and you will be muted again. During our class, we sometimes allow questions for a brief comment. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 2 minutes so we can finish the class on time. We will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 to 15 minutes longer when the class is over. You are all invited to stay over at the end. Questions or suggestions can also come then. Now, it's time for invocation, and I would like to call on Duyên to do the opening invocation for the class.
Duyên, we can't hear you.
If Duyên is not available, this is Barbara. I'm available.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now we can
hear
her.
Yes, Duyên, we can hear
you
now.
Can
you
hear me now? Okay.
Yeah, now
yes, we can hear you now, Duyên.
Okay. Thank you. Beloved Heavenly Father, beloved Heavenly Mother, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together and learn more of the bountiful teachings of our beloved ascended host. We are grateful for the opportunity to to be together and to raise up higher. And we are grateful that our beloved Jackie Flutter will be joining us this night and sharing the grace of all her knowledge on the subject of prosperity and abundance. We ask that Archangel Michael come forth, seal each one, and seal the technology and bring all into absolute protection and perfection as we grow together and learn together in this blessed opportunity. We thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Duyên, for that beautiful invocation. We do a breathing meditation, also called pranayama, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. Now close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with eyes closed, look upwards towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out to each statement. Each statement is to the count of 8. Now breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Again. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. One more time. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merits. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Now tonight we will share together a prayer with Fortuna that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email or snail mail. You are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat the prayer with me one time. If you have the prayer book, it is number 50.011. Dear mighty I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of all on this teleclass tonight, we give our heartfelt call to beloved Fortuna to be with us tonight and to grace us and all children of God on this planet with her abundance of spirit, light, love, and supply. 50.011, abundant treasures. We will go straight into the body of the prayer. Together. Fortuna, goddess of supply, from golden temples in the sky, a cornucopia of light, release into our world and sight. Abundant treasures now let flow, as all upon the earth now sow, your blessings unto all mankind, as each one searches now and finds the key to their divinity within their hearts serene and free. Your emerald liquid light bestow, we see it bless, expand, and grow. Supply of all things God has planned, now flow through each one's heart and hand. Investment in each mission true, we visualize in green and blue. O goddess, thank you for this wealth of cosmic light and perfect health. Our grateful hearts accept your love from heaven's storehouse up above. Om Mani Padme Hum. We are also going to hear and sing Thank You, number 121, if you have a songbook. As you sing this song, think of how much we do have to be thankful for on Mother Earth and all that God has given us.
Give us living, pretty, sunny, rain.
Thank you so much, Leila. That was great. I want to read to you or share with you briefly from a book called The Masters and Their Retreats, just a little bit about Fortuna, who we call the Goddess of Supply. Fortuna, Goddess of Supply, is happy to precipitate her momentum of the abundance of supply, the powerful radiance of green and gold, to those who call to her and invoke her flame. When she was embodied, her desire all her life was to see mankind have the glory of the golden ages, the true spiritual gold that would bring the love, the flow of the material gold, and all success. Now, maybe some of you realize there's also a false hierarchy imposter of Fortuna, whom is called by gamblers Lady Luck. She's also known to the masters in the masculine form as Fate or Kismet. The counterfeit goddess is fickle, glittering like fool's gold. She frequents gambling casinos and was active during the stock market crash of 1929. She works with a suicide entity to try to bring people down into despair when they lose all that they have gained through the power of Lady Luck. The real Fortuna, the goddess of good fortune, is radiant like the sun. This cosmic being reaches that abundance, or teaches that abundance is never a matter of chance, but a manifestation of the unerring law of harmony. Precipitation is a science based on the immutable law. As you sow, so shall you reap. As you sow harmony, you reap supply. She teaches the wisdom of the Christ, who said, "I am come that ye might have life, and that more abundantly." Fortuna has said, "Precious ones, supply comes to those who have the heart of gold, and the golden heart is the heart of love for all life. When mankind loves life, the source of supply wells up within them as the wellspring of life, life eternal, the emerald green hue, which bathes the earth in beauty, in life, and light, and love." She says, "If you would therefore have supply, determine first what the goal or purpose of that supply would be in your life. What would it achieve for the glory of God? To what purpose do you pledge the offerings that the angelic hosts bring to you? Have you given your life to the Christ, to the healing of all mankind, to the raising up of the elementals? If you have not, then do not wonder that the flow of supply does not come to you at your beck and call. For all life will answer the call of the Son of God, who has arisen and said, 'I will take my stand to do the will of God, and in love fulfill the fiats of creation for my fellow man.'" Tonight we want to hear from Fortuna, who just spoke to us very recently, just last month. In fact, it was on 12-12-12, an interesting date, December 12th, 2012. So I'm going to bring her up right now. Just bear with me. Meditating as I get this going here. It takes about 30 seconds to download. So be in a mode of meditation, breathing as we just shared with you. Breathing in light, holding it, sending it out to bless the world.
Beloved ones, there is an abundance of outer noise within the world at large. Yet there is a greater abundance of stillness within the heart of those hearts are attuned to the Lord through love, and who in sacred moments of meditation and inner contemplation access the wealth of light of God within the soul. This is where your true treasures lie, dearest one. For within the sacred space of silence and inner stillness is born within you all that can be manifest of your God reality. Within the eternal now, you access it through stillness. And when you abide within your presence, conforming to the inner law of your being, then all that you require truly is yours. All that is essential comes into being within your life. All that is true and beautiful, all that is God glorified, is truly, dearest ones, available from within you. Many look without for the source of abundance, money, and supply. What I have to share with you this day is that the allness of true abundance, first and foremost, arises from the inner sanctum of your being. And when you, through attentiveness to your own spiritual selfhood, comply with the higher laws of your own divine being, then it is God's great joy to give you the keys to the kingdom of your own God consciousness, while also providing for your every need.
Just briefly, I want to share how God provided for our every need some years ago. I call this our car tithing experience. Some years ago, my husband and I were learning the truth about a verse in the Living Bible. It's Luke 6:38 that says, "For if you will give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make so much room that it will be fuller and fuller and running over." I don't know if you've ever had been trying to transfer some flour or maybe some chips or something to another container, and it just looked like it was going to be too full to put the lid on, and you just kind of shook it down and hit it on the counter in your kitchen, and it went down, and you were able to put the lid on. Well, this is so full that it's going to be running over. So we began doing this with things when we didn't have any money, like we did it with vehicles. We weren't rich, but my husband, Russ, could sometimes find good deals on cars. And one of our first cars was an X-Taxi. I remember it was now you're going to know how old I am. It was a 1956 Dodge taxi, and it had been painted, but you could tell that it had been a taxi, and it was quite an experience riding in it. I think I could feel some of the energies from many of the people that had been in there. But it carried our family along with a small trailer and all of our belongings across the United States to the East Coast where we were moving. And then we did own a small VW kind of an old beat-up VW, but we knew it wouldn't pull our little trailer with all our belongings, so we had a friend drive the VW. We met another friend who desperately required a car. So when we got to the East Coast, we gave our taxi to this other family, and we tried to make the best of it with our little VW. Then, amazingly, we managed to count or guess the right number of paper clips in a jar, and my husband won a motorcycle by doing this. So now we had two means of transportation. So again, we gave away our VW to another acquaintance who required a small car so he could get to work. But shortly thereafter, a man who I had never met gave us an almost new Honda with a sunroof. He had heard my husband speak in his church, and he felt led to do this. So later, we gave away an old Buick we had acquired to another friend who had lost her job, had lost her house, and had been very ill and was really in dire need. And shortly after we gave away this Buick, we won a brand new Buick in a drawing at a health food conference. It was a GNC conference, and there were about 750 people that were automatically put in this drawing. We didn't even know we were in it. And I remember we were sitting at the back of the room trying to figure out what was going on when suddenly they read my husband's name. That Buick later got run into by two horses that were on the loose one evening as I was returning from work late at night. And this Buick was totaled. But shortly thereafter, we acquired another new and better car for even less than the amount of insurance money we received from the total car. So when we got the insurance money for the total car, we had money left over after we bought an even better Buick. Now that's amazing. So we find that we truly cannot outgive God, who gives to us in overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And just a very important aspect of this is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:7. He said, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." So we always made sure that we were giving our cars away cheerfully. We still did give a car away not long ago again, and the Lord has blessed me, but it's been in other ways other than more cars. When we know somebody requires a car, we know that we will never be left wanting if we have an extra car that we can share. So now let's go on.
Some have attempted to storm heaven by force, willing that they will have what they deem as essential for their lives. But all of the trappings of materialism and their confining ways. The conscious ones, the truly spiritual, are those who first look within to see their own state of being, what may be improved within their outer lives, and then from a point of internal freedom from want and lack, access that which is real, because they have obeyed the injunction of the Master: seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Within this vigil, some have seen purpose for freedom to manifest first within the soul and then for the abundant life through that freedom to manifest. If you are not free because of all that you do that entraps your own soul in a lesser way, then no matter how much outer abundance you may accumulate, their life. That state of bondness is your undoing, dearest one. Therefore, understand the exigencies of the hour, the requirements for your own acceleration on the path of true abundant living. And from a new framework of perfectionment through love, access the pool of wealth, the resources of light, the cornucopia of divinity has always been available from within you. For those who have given, even at the seeming and somewhat strident request that has come through what they perceive within Saint Germain's message through David, we offer love and support and the multiplication factor of your own inner givingness. For those who give joyously and abundantly because they see clearly the purpose of this activity and movement of light, multiplication is greater. You will receive the bountiful fruits of the Spirit in many ways within your life. As I have held a sacred field of light, of abundance, born on behalf of the evolutions of this world, and as many have called to me to multiply their physical abundance. Often, the return has been somewhat in the physical, and yet more so in the spiritual realms of blessings and bestowals of God's grace, God's virtues, God's divine quintessences. When as Solomon, your request is for wise dominion over yourself and over your own world. There the angels are most hospitable to you and eager to provide you with that light of illumination that gives you truly what you require, divine knowledge, holy gnosis, inner understanding of the nature of life, how you may play your role within it to glorify God, to magnify the Lord. Yes, dearest ones, to those who have given, much is returned. And those who have withheld, well, let me say simply that the cosmos itself responds to their own lack of inner harmony, gratitude, and its cyclic and karmic and somewhat inimitable ways from the human perspective.
I want to share just briefly something else that happened that was, I feel, our way of giving. My husband and I, after we finished in doing full-time Christian work for a non-denominational fundamentalist Christian organization, a few years ago. In fact, it was about 20 years ago that we finally ended this. We didn't know what to do. We didn't have jobs. Well, I had a job, but I knew that we needed both of us to work. And so my husband decided to spend a weekend learning how to buy and sell houses with nothing down. He didn't want to be a real estate man and work for a real estate company. He wanted to be his own boss. So he went out. He was very good with repairing things, and he began to buy houses that nobody wanted. He stood on the steps of courthouses and bid on houses that banks were repossessing. He did all kinds of things to acquire a number of little houses. None of them were big and fancy, but he had another desire, and that was to help young couples and young families and people that were struggling get into homes that they could afford. And in order to do this, we had to really tighten our apron strings, so to speak. We lived on my salary for a little while. We began to work on these houses, and we looked for people that we could help. We let them buy the houses on a note. Some of them could not go through a bank because the banks would not accept them because they had not worked at the particular job enough years or whatever it was to build up enough credit. And we did this, and we were able to help a lot of people get into their first home. And we would celebrate with them when they finally paid it off and were able to go on and sell it and get their next home or do whatever they wanted to do. And we were so excited at contributing to people's lessons in learning how to save money and use it correctly, find their own home and buy it, and so forth. Now, of course, there were some ups and downs in this business, and sometimes we did not do too well, but we always eventually came out ahead. We made it. We survived, and now I'm the one that's thriving. And I have to say, I had, over the last 2 years, had to learn a lot about what the difference was between equity and amortization and other aspects of real estate, because my husband had done all that. But the key I want to share with you is that when you give and share out of love, because you want to see people have success, God honors that. And that was so exciting to me to see. So now we'll go on.
The law of abundance is the law of love. Where there is a loving heart, there is a fountain of God's light energy, radiating and blessing all. It's auric field. Where there is compassion and kindness, there we, the angels, beings of abundance, step in and access and highlight all that you do to be a giving and loving individual, soul of light. Where there is harmony at the core of your being, there is a sacred space wherein we may step through the veil. Through a magnificent factor of God magnification, bring all of God's light essences into play through all manner of creative ways to provide you, dearest one, with the joys of the abundant life that you so deserve, because your hearts are pure. We pray that some of you, in addition to attempting to raise funds for this movement, have seen and felt this inner purpose, your prayers and time together to build a spirit of community and divine fellowship one with another, to bring into play with you the song celestial of light. And through the buoyancy of joy, and through your own inner receptivity to God's gifts of the Spirit, the boons that are yours will carry you forward on your path for many days, months, and years to come as you revel in the light and continue in your own unique and personal way to expand the cosmos and to glorify God through your loving hearts. O Mary, Mother of love, we honor your presence as a sponsoring master of this movement, committed to those who call to you as the Mother of God, the Mother of the Lord Jesus, to bring all that is essential into the lives of these, your devotees, in order that they may truly win the day for God. And through their own internal freedom, live as free and enlightened beings again. I now bless you, each one, and multiply that which you have given and may still give during the final hours of this 33-day vigil by a factor of love. From my heart, live the abundant life and know yourself as God. I thank you.
In just a moment, we're going to have Jackie Fleeter share with us. I just thought I might read a few quotations from the masters, including Jesus. Jesus said, this was through Claire Lee some years ago, he said, be stewards to the best of your ability of the precious treasure God has imparted to you, and by your good stewardship, you shall merit a cosmic reward, whereby a greater thing shall be bestowed upon you. So as we give of what we have, and that doesn't just mean money, but it means of our gifts, of our talents, of our time, greater things are bestowed upon us, greater virtues, greater talents. We are stretched and we grow. Jesus also said, your path to the Immaculate Heart is one of stewardship of God's most sacred gifts, where virtues and graces extolled must expand. In other words, we must grow. Saint Germain indicated that we, who have the teachings, have been given more than ordinary gifts and ordinary responsibility for life, and that we must give account of our stewardship for what we have been given. Otherwise, our requests will not be granted. If we just take in, we're like the Dead Sea that takes in and takes in, but doesn't give out, and as a result, there's no life in it. There are no live things going on in the Dead Sea. The great divine director said, we must one day give account of our stewardship of life. Lord Maitreya said, whoever you are, seek the correct use of stewardship, which is responsibility for that which we have been given to give and share with others. Now, we have a wonderful lady who I worked with when I was on the council of the Heart Center. Her name is Jackie Fleeter. Jackie's going to share what has happened as a result of vigils we've had. She's going to share some wonderful stories. And I'm going to interview her. We're going to ask her some of the questions that you saw in the letter. And I'm going to ask Jackie to hit star six and come forward right now and share with us about yourself, Jackie. I'm going to let her introduce herself because she knows a lot more about herself than I do, and I think she can do this really well.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Jackie. Yes.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming, and I'm happy to share with you today on prosperity. I desire everyone to be prosperous, and as you are a reflection of me, so I will be prosperous. So I was, you know, I grew up in Montana, actually, and I was interested in being an artist. So my parents thought I would be an artist, and I ended up going to school in engineering, which seemed like a kind of a contradiction to them. And I became an aerospace engineer and launched rockets. And then I did that for 7 years. And then I left the field and went back to being a traveling artist for a while. And while I did that, I did some investing in Wall Street and the commodities markets and became familiar with that type of business. And then I came back to being a mother and a homemaker and working from home and doing some of my art. And then I started working in real estate and investing. And then I have recently started studying an architectural building science from the past called Vastu, which is very few people know about or understand. And it is really how do you build a peaceful, harmonious house. And there's quite a science to it, and it's based on the science of how consciousness manifests into form. And these houses that we build and temples are really flow fields of abundance. And they take the energy of God, the energy of consciousness, and they precipitate light and energy so that inhabitants are blessed with harmony, abundance, health, all the gifts of the spirit. And you can actually, the science was brought forth by Mayan, and you can actually calculate in a house the income and expense that an inhabitant will have. So it's very interesting flow field, and buildings which I'm learning about are precipitation buildings is the way I look at it. So it really ties into this, my favorite topic on prosperity. So that's where I am right now. I'm the treasurer of the Heart Center as well.
Jackie always keeps us up to date on what's going on, and I just admire her ability with numbers. And I also admire the fact that her husband can fly his own airplane, and she sometimes comes to conferences on an airplane that is their own, and I just think that's pretty neat. Now, I want to ask Jackie some questions about abundance, and the first question I'm going to ask her that you have all seen in the letter is, where does abundance come from?
And Fortuna answered that for us. It's from you, actually. It's from your source, from God. You know, often in the world, people look and think that it comes from their employer, their mother-in-law or their uncle or, you know, the family, or they think it comes from the government. You know, those are the areas that they think it comes from, but it actually comes from you. Now, your own source and from God. And through your connection with your source, the God in your employer, the God in the government, and the God in your family may give you money or may give you opportunity to work or some other thing, which is a blessing, but the inspiration and the impetus to do so comes from God. And so it's always, we always have to look back to our source, and I always have to remember that when I'm, you know, I'm feeling a little like things aren't working the way they should, and I'm focusing on something other than my source, usually is what I find out. The other thing I would mention, too, is that when you say it comes from your source, what is abundance? And it really is light. It's light from your source and light from you and working through you. So everything, an inspiration in your employer to give you more money, and in fact, money itself is a form of light. And we all know from engineering and from science that what they're saying is we're not atoms and electrons anymore. I mean, we're not molecules, atoms and electrons. We are actually light and energy. And we're actually a frequency. That's what we learn in our Vastu sciences, that we're actually a frequency, a ray of light. And so we ourselves are light, and everything around us is light. And, you know, when you go to, you know, you're a farmer and you grow food, you know, the plants grow and they take in light, and you sell that food, so that's light, you know. That's one way. Or you're a builder and you build a house and you use wood. It goes from trees. They get their energy from light. You know, so you come up with an idea to build a new gadget that'll improve everybody's living condition. And that comes from light. So it all really comes from light. It all really comes from your source. So being in alignment with your source, then all things will be added unto you.
Jackie, I'm wondering if you could share with us a few stories of abundance that you have heard from people who have been in alignment, who learned how to live the abundant or the prosperous life.
Oh, there's many, many people, and it's really... You just have to say, you have to have faith and just do it. And usually a person will be in a situation where they won't have the abundance in their life, and they'll decide to give. And there was a story about a woman who, I think this is one of the funniest stories. She had four kids, single mother, and she just lost her job or something like that. And she couldn't feed her kids. She was panicking. And so I think she did a treasure map or something, and she found out about tithing, so she decided to tithe to her local church. And that, like, that day or the next day, she got offered a job cooking, and she would get paid to cook a meal, and they would take pictures of it, and then she could keep the food for her family. So that was, I think, a really funny story, how the universe responds when you prime the pump by giving first. Usually you have to give first because essentially you've already been given. You know, every day you go out into the world and, you know, even when you were born, your family gave you light. The sun gives you light. Your mother fed you and raised you. Your employer gave you a job. You know, all these things, you received an education from the government or from maybe a private education. So you've been given these things, and it's sometimes at different times in life we hold back our supply and we don't give back for some reason. And so usually to prime the pump, we have to give. We have to start that flow again. And so... anyways, so there are many examples. Another example was a recent example of somebody giving was a person that was feeling fairly strapped, and there was this 12-12-12 abundance vigil. One of the masters had asked every heart friend to consider giving 1 to 2,000 above and normal their normal tithing, and this was to help their work. And this dictation by Fortuna, this is what she's referring to that we just played. So it was a challenge to a lot of heart friends. Some of them didn't have the money. And this one particular heart friend, she didn't have the money and she didn't know how she was going to do it. And she didn't actually give, I think, before 12/12/12. Afterwards, she went on the Lake Titicaca pilgrimage, and something about that inspired her that she was just going to do it no matter what. And she just scraped together some money and found some money, and she gave. And within a day or two, she received $4,000 out of nowhere, basically, something she totally didn't expect. So there's so many stories about that. There's a story of somebody going on the Wheel of Fortune. Another friend has a story about becoming an extra in a movie. Another person, through tithing, they know that they couldn't have children, and they had two wonderful children, and they know it was a lot of the tithe. So another person gave a gift, and one of the benefits that I saw that nobody was expecting, but I saw from her gift, was she met her true love. And she wasn't looking for it. Nobody was looking for it. I was thinking, well, she gave such a gift. What will the universe do? And it was about 9 months later, and she ends up getting married. And I was like, I know that was due to her giving. And the thing is how can you measure that? She was okay and happy, I think, generally with her life. But to find your true love and to be able to experience your life with your true love, I thought when she gave it, I thought, oh, gosh, I think she just gave most of her retirement. That's what I thought. And I thought, oh, I wonder what the universe will do. And so here she gets the best retirement that she can because she's living with her true love. And she's doing fine financially, too. So, there's so many stories. But those are just a few of the ones that we have.
I just saw a story on television about a man and woman that adopted a family of four children whose parents had been killed, I believe, and from South America. And they took them in. They weren't even sure how they were going to take care of them because they didn't have the money or the resources. But since they have done that, they have been blessed abundantly. All the funds and everything that they needed has come forth for them to help raise these children. So I think, yes, it sure does take a step of faith. And you're right. You have to make the first move. And it's a matter of faith, a matter of believing. I think a lot of people have probably read that story in the Bible, that parable about the three servants, and the master gave each of the servants a certain number of talents, which was a form of money, to invest for him while he was gone. And when he came back, he asked what each one of them had done. And the first two had invested and given and gotten back. But the third one, he just took what he had been given, the talent he'd been given, and just buried it so that it wouldn't get lost. Well, what he had buried was even taken away. And I remember as a child, I couldn't understand this. This didn't seem fair at all. But so often now I have seen that if we're given something by God and we don't use it and share it with others, and let it grow, whether it's a talent that we have, a virtue, a house that we've been given, a car, money, children, whatever it is, we may lose it. So I think that is such a true thing that you said, Jackie, that we are responsible to make the first move. I'd like to ask you, secondly, what are some of the forms of prosperity that you've observed or learned?
Well, of course, money is definitely a form of it. It's like some people like to say, it's a claim on wealth. It's actually not wealth itself, in my opinion, but it, especially in today's money, where it tends to be ones and zeros in a computer. But it is a form of wealth. And then health is a very important form of prosperity, to have good health. There's just no replacing that. True love, as we talked about. Opportunity is another thing. You know, possessions, obviously, having your own space of love. But some other things that are just as important, or I think actually more important, is divine knowledge and understanding of the nature of life, gifts of the spirit. And that's what was referred to in, I think was it Fortuna that referred to it, or that, yeah, she referred to your own inner knowing and knowledge, and it comes from you. And to me, that is much more important than possessions, because discernment is going to help you in everything you do. You know, you're going to go do some project, and you have choices to make on how to hire this person or to do this or that. And if you have discernment to make the right choices, you get it done immediately. But if you don't make the right choices, you can end up in situations that aren't so great and have to dig your way out of it. And it doesn't matter how much money you have, you know, if you have to go through that, it's not as pleasant an experience as to get it done quicker and sooner. Sometimes that you do have to go through a process. I think you always have to go through some process, because it's learning. You're learning and growing through that process, but you know what I mean? It could be a very painful process if you have to do a lot of trial and error. So that's an important knowledge. Also, all the gifts of the spirit, I think, are important, like even being able to listen and even develop skills of telepathy, for instance. You know, I think it starts out as listening, and then you can notice by somebody's presence and their vibrations what's going on with them, and then you can even start to maybe read their aura or hear words. And this can give you a lot of insight into what's going on with them, and this can help you in your relationship with them. You might have better relationships. You might be able to discern how to best deal with this person to get a certain project that you're doing done, et cetera. So these things, to me, you know, another one might be able to meditate and to discern, you know, what's the best way to approach something. And there's also being able to meditate and transport yourself and your body to different places. That's a gift of the spirit that you can work on as you become more enlightened. And you could go check things out, for instance. You don't have to travel. I've done that before when I wanted to go. I've had houses or things like that I've been concerned. I will go in my body, electronic body, and check things out. So there's these, to me, understanding the laws of nature and laws of God and having a higher understanding through these gifts of the Spirit is, to me, even more better prosperity. Being able to precipitate instantly. You know, Mother Mary could do that. She could precipitate everything instantly. I think we are all precipitators, and we're all precipitating instantly all the time, just that we're not conscious of what we're doing. But as we get better, we get better and better at precipitating what we desire. And really, that's what prosperity is and abundance is precipitating what you desire. So the quicker you precipitate, if you want a car, you know, you put it on your treasure map, it takes you 6 months to get one. Then because you maybe don't really believe that you're going to get one. But the next time, like you see Donna, she was able to precipitate one in less than 24 hours. So she's getting pretty good at it. So anyway, so to me, divine knowledge, understanding, gifts of the Spirit are the highest form of prosperity. And really, when you have that, you don't really require so many things in your life.
That's true. And I think as you use the gift, it's like a muscle. And if you're using it in love for the good of mankind, it's like when we first started trying to sell our houses, at first we did not necessarily sell them to the right people, the people that we could trust and the people that really wanted to do the right thing and save and take care of their house. But as we meditated and thought and prayed and loved what we were doing and wanted to do it to the honor of God, we got good at discerning people and who would be a good prospect and who would be a good investment and who would be someone that would take care of their home and be faithful in making their payments and upkeeping it and that sort of thing. And we got really good at it. Towards the end, we had no more difficulties in discerning or choosing people to go together with a house that we had found and repaired. So you're so right. It does. Those are the gifts of the Spirit that you gain as you commit yourself in love to do the Father's work, the Mother's work. Why is it important to give in every area of your life? Are there certain ways that we're giving or need to give that we're not aware of?
Well, that's one of the things that you find out is what areas are not what you desire in your life. And then that might be where you find out that you're not giving back, because the universe is this Tai Chi flow, and it flows from spirit to matter, matter to spirit to matter to spirit. And the cross is actually the symbol of the nexus of matter to spirit, this transformation. We don't see what happens in the spirit world, but what it's really interesting, the Vastu science is actually telling me what is happening in the spirit world, and then how does it form into something in our world. But we don't see that, and so we have to take that part on faith until we are able to see that. But so for every aspect of our lives, what we give, it's like the in-breath and the out-breath is another good example. You take in, when you breathe in, you're taking in the light of God, the light of the universe. You take it in, the beauty, whatever you see, meditate on it. Then you exhale. That's your creation now from what you received, co-creating. So this Tai Chi flow, give, take, give, take. And it's to be in the universe, a part of the universe, and to flow with the universe, you have to be involved in this breathing and not breathing. And you can tell immediately, I mean, in breathing and out breathing, I mean, you can tell immediately that you have to, because just stop breathing, what happens? You don't last for very long, you know. And the same thing, you know, love, for instance, the universe gives you love, you give back love. The universe gives you a wisdom, you use that wisdom and you give back through some form. And the universe gives you energy that through physical means, like maybe eating food, for instance, you give back that through a sacred labor. The universe gives you the universe will give you money in the form of cash or other forms like gold. You know, you give back all things, give and take. And if you do, you will multiply what you have. If you hold back, you can stop the flow. But it's all right to have those some savings. So it's just a portion. And when we talk about the law of the tithe, it's one-tenth. So you give back one-tenth. The universal multiplies that by 100 or 10% and returns you back 100%. Sorry, tenfold, returns back 100%. So, anyways, this is why it's important to give an area of life so that you're prosperous in every area of your life. And the universe, the interesting thing is the universe tends to give back what you give. So if you're giving money, it'll tend to give back money. If you're giving back physical labor, it'll tend to give you that back. And if you're giving good health, like doing things that are healthy and maybe helping the environment and being healthy, you're going to have health. But if you're not doing that area, you're not taking care of your body, you're not taking care of the environment, you'll probably have health problems. So that's why it's important to give an area, every area of your life, so you can be prosperous in every area of your life. And the other thing it's important to do is to continuously do it, not just once. You know, so a one-time gift, a one-time sacred labor. You want to develop habits in your life where you're always doing that. You're always reacting with the universe and being in this Tai Chi flow. And so, you know, the tithe is an example of the continuous giving, and you know, having a project that you're working on, writing a book, where you said, I'm going to write this book to improve life in this area, and I give a half an hour a day to doing that. I give a half an hour a day to improving, you know, my eating habits so that I have better health. So these are ways that you can tithe. And when you do that, you develop your relationship with the universe in a positive way, where you're reinforcing the good in your life in a positive way. You'll just be amazed how quickly it changes.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I have certainly seen that in the areas of health. And sometimes I'm wondering why I am going through some of the health stuff I have, but what happens is I learn from it, and I learn the answers, and I learn what to do. And then as soon as I learn, somebody turns up in my life, maybe a lot of people, who are having the same problems, and I know how to help them recover and what to do. And I think, you know, you were talking about giving in the area of health and the responsibility that we have. If we don't use what we learn about health and apply it to our bodies, we're not going to experience the gift of health from God, which is right there for us if we simply obey his laws. You mentioned this one thing that I thought is real interesting. Do you have to know how your abundance will manifest in order for the laws of prosperity to work for you?
And the answer is no, you do not. And you really do not even want to think about it, because you're limiting your ability to receive abundance when you do that. If you understand that every thought form goes, it is a seed itself too, just like when you tithe, and that's a seed of money, and you'll get a return, a tenfold return. So is your thought is a seed also, and whatever seed you plant, it will return to you tenfold. So if you plant the seed that I can only get money through because a raise through my job, you believe that so strongly, and you continue to put that out to the universe, that's what's going to happen. It's going to block your flow from you getting a consulting job that pays you a bunch of money, or winning the local lottery ticket sale thing, and or whatever that might happen unexpectedly, or you know, your or different channels that you might receive money, like from your family or your or some relative that passed away. So you really do not want to think about how you're doing it. The problem is that's one of the biggest hang-ups. It's one of the biggest hang-ups I continually see myself. And I think part of it is kind of a mass consciousness and a habit pattern that we have. And when you go out in the world, you know, you hear the things people say, the way they think, you know, they have totally that mindset or, you know, something worse. And you go out and it rubs off on you. And you start thinking, well, I'm only going to get a 3% raise because that's the inflation rate and that's what my company is going to give. And I'm only going to, this company is laying off and therefore there's no chance of promotion. And, you know, you go through all these things and your office mate tells you these things. You start believing them. So the thing that I do is I have to just, when I see myself doing that, I have to just go do some abundance affirmations or something, or decree helps, or read a book on abundance. And then you're back to your mind is expanded again. So to be able to be that chalice for abundance. So you do not want to use any time thinking about how you're going to get it. And one thing that I really enjoyed that I've been doing is this, it's called an unexpected income prayer. And I don't know if you have that, Donna, but it's a great prayer to do, asking for unexpected income, large unexpected income. And it helps expand your consciousness so you can be open to all channels you receive, because there's really an infinite number of channels to receive from. And I've seen that in people, the stories people tell me, never would have dreamed up. You know, somebody going on Wheel of Fortune and winning $30,000. I wouldn't have dreamed that one up.
But, sure.
Yeah, so anyways, so that's the best thing to do is that's God's job, is to figure out the how. All you have to do is to figure out what you desire and then keep your focus on that.
And where is this unexpected income prayer? Is it a regular prayer written down?
Well, it was, I think it was, we got it from another heart friend, Kathleen, and she got it out of a book.
Oh.
Yeah, I just had it up. I'll try to, a gentleman wrote the prayer. Let's see if I can pull it up really quick. I just had it up. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, maybe you could share it with us.
Okay, I can read it for you. Prayer, treatment for unexpected income. I believe God is the source of all supply, and money is God in action and should be used for good. I believe my good is now freely flowing to me bountifully. I cannot use it all, and I have an abundance to spare and share today and always. I am expecting unexpected income. I am expecting large unexpected income. I believe God is giving this to me now, and I accept this as truth and give thanks. All channels of financial supply are open to me now, and I am richly, bountifully, and beautifully prospered in every wonderful way. I believe true prosperity includes the demonstration of right living conditions, right activity, and genuine happiness, and plenty of money. Vast sums of money, big, happy financial surprises, and rich, appropriate gifts are coming to me now under grace in perfect ways for my personal use as I use them wisely. This word, which I speak in faith, believing, activates a law of increased universal good for me, and I expect to see rich results now. I visualize the financial good I expect. I see it coming to me now, richly and abundantly. I claim and accept it for myself now. I am grateful in advance. I bless all the good I have now. I bless the increase, all prospering together in every good way, and we share the good we receive. I now freely give my tenth to God's work. Giving makes me rich. God gives to me rich, lavish, happy financial blessings now. This is so now. I am grateful. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. So this was directly quoted from pages 20 and 21 of John Wilcock Adams, How to Have Unexpected Income. So
okay.
I can...
If you could send, if you could mail that, if there's some way you could email that to me, I will share it with anybody who...
email it to you. So it's a great prayer. And it really expands your consciousness when you're feeling... You know, I would do this every day. And the thing that you can do is if you want, you know, $10,000, your people have done that, just said $10,000, and they've had it come to them the next day or, you know, a couple days afterwards. You put it down and you want, you desire that, and then you see that, you know, see the $10,000. How it comes to you doesn't matter, that, but what you desire. I often find that it's easier to precipitate things than it is money, because sometimes I think, oh, you know, I want a new car this year. I need this. I need that. I need maintenance over here. I need this. So that's like $150,000 that I need to do. I need to buy this house and this property. I need $150,000 this year to do all these things that I'd like to do. And so then I think, okay, I'm going to do that. But then I hold $150,000 in my thought, my head. And it's harder to connect with that than it is to say, okay, I really do need a new car this year. It'd be nice to have a pickup truck that I can haul stuff in. You know, when I'm thinking of the pickup truck, it engages more of my creative faculties for precipitation. And it's really love and the desire to have this to accomplish something. And that's what magnetizes it to you. And so I suggest that it's better to think of the things that you're going to accomplish than it is, you know, for instance, if you're going to write a book about, like, say, children or something, and you wanted the funds to publish it, it'd be better to think about seeing the book published than it is to see a figure of maybe it'll cost you $30,000 to publish it, so you want $30,000 to come for you. It's more abstract. So that's just a suggestion.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I've experienced that so often, even when we were looking for materials, for instance, to fix a house with. Seeing the materials, they would suddenly turn up, or we'd find this wonderful deal that we could finally afford. And, you know, it just came together when you pictured the supplies rather than the actual money. Last of all, what is the wisest investment you can make?
Well, that's investing in God and in God's work. And in God's work is bringing everybody to enlightenment and raising them up, and so they understand who they really are, children of God. And so since we are co-creators and we are God in manifestation, it is really investing in ourselves, investing in our own spiritual growth. So when we give to God's work, we are really giving to ourselves. We're giving to our own growth and spiritual enlightenment. And if you think of the word enlightened, to cover or wrap with light. So it's so important to do this. And, you know, it's like you have to give some time to yourself. You have to give time to your health. You also have to give time. You have to give your time and energy towards your own enlightenment. And one of the ways you can do, if you guys are interested in trying out this tithe, I highly recommend it. You can give to the Ascended Masters and the Movement of the Heart Center. You can give to any movement of light. But as Almoria says, here is where the Masters are, and this is where they are working through the Heart Center to enlighten people. and to raise us up. So please consider tithing to the Heart Center. We will be sharing more about what we do, what we're going to do with the money, and how we are going to reach more people. Because one of our goals is the Golden Crystal Age, to bring that into manifestation.
Excellent. I like this one quote that Beloved Fortuna said today. She said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I think that's Matthew 6:33. But that's so true. And we have, and Jackie especially has observed, and I have too, somewhat, the tremendous amount of prosperity and abundance that is coming to the people that we have observed that are doing this. And Jackie, maybe you could share something about your own life and how this has worked for you.
Well, I had been in a previous organization, and I was tithing. I wasn't tithing 10%, but I was tithing some, and I did okay financially, but I'd never thought I really had the money to tithe, and I didn't really understand the full teaching on it, that it's a pact with God and a pact with your source, and that as you give, so God will give back to you. And so I didn't really understand the full teachings of it, but I had some understanding. And so I was tithing, and then the organization started doing stuff that I didn't agree with, and I didn't think I should tithe anymore, and I didn't really have anybody else to tithe to, so I quit tithing. And during that period of time, I almost went bankrupt. But I didn't really connect it with that. I just now realize that I had almost gone bankrupt, gotten into a lot of debt. I had a lot of financial problems, you know, didn't discern, have very good discernment in some things that I was doing. Then I got back into the Heart Center organization and started tithing again. Again, I didn't tithe regularly or 10%. And so I did okay, but I didn't, was still, you know, struggling to accomplish what I wanted to do. Sometimes would get in debt and have to work my way out of that. Didn't seem to get ahead very well. And, you know, gradually I learned, I started tithing more and, you know, got over 10%. I'm actually tithing 20% now. And if you tithe 10, you'll get back what you return. What your return is. If you tithe 20, you'll live opulently. If you tithe 50% of your supply, you'll be independently wealthy. And right now, there are some stuff in the works that I can't talk too much about. I can talk until it's totally manifest, but I can tell you that the temple that the Vastu temple I built is really King Solomon's temple for me. So I am living very opulently. I have a temple which is really built. Vastu is what they used to build King Solomon's temple. And I have this temple that's built, and it's precipitating many more wonderful things for me. And so I can tell you in my own life that I would not go without the tithe. You can't afford not to tithe, as some people say. And just so many things go so much, so well, really. People went around and other people that I know will be complaining about this or that, these problems that they have. And really, we have very few problems. You know, very few problems, and everything goes smoothly. So the major projects that I have going on are going generally very smoothly, and I attribute that to the tithe.
That's fantastic. Yes, and I would wish that any of you that go to Arizona, let me know or let Jackie know, because this Vastu temple that she has is a wonderful thing, and she would be glad to show it to you and share it with you, I know. I guess we should come to an end here, and I'm going to ask Barbara Gabbert, if you're still in the line, if you would close for us, do an invocation for us to seal the evening, and then any of you that can stay, we will have a 10 to 15 minute period where we share prayer requests and honor them and pray for them. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank
All right,
you.
Donna, can you? Is my volume okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Blessed Fortuna, and all the hosts of heaven, for your wonderful teachings and for your light and energy that has been surrounding us this evening. Help us to take these lessons to heart and to truly take life on faith and put these wonderful teachings to the test and experience their fruits in our own lives. We are so grateful for this opportunity. We ask your blessings upon each and every one who has been listening to this call tonight, and we are grateful for their presence. We are grateful for all of our wonderful heart friends who help and participate with the work that we do, and we are grateful for all light workers and light bearers around the planet. Help us to keep on keeping on as we raise the human race and transform our world by transforming ourselves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of all the heavenly hosts, amen.
Amen. I'm going to stop the recording now, so hang on.